Perek Seif Chof. Havarat Kedera Mimokam Lamokam. Here, now we're discussing a chidush which some achronim hold of it. That means, we learned before that if a person makes also the mechitzas, also the partitions, and also the cover on Shabbos, there's a problem to make oil arai. But if he doesn't do the partitions on Shabbos, it's not considered making oil arai on Shabbos, which is awesome. So here, we've got a new case now. Taking a pot from place to place. A pot has partitions, and you put on it a cover. So some poskim hold, if you go and take this pot, and you take it from, put it from one place to the second place, it's considered you are making now mechitzas, you're making now partitions, because you've changed places. From the partitions were there, and now they're making in different places, considered you make new partitions. And if you put the cover on this pot, it's considered you're making the oil arai on Shabbos, if inside this pot you have a tefach al tefach rek, you have a cubic tefach empty. Some pasim hold is considered you're making the mechitzas on Shabbos and putting on it a cover. Let's see that inside. Yesh ma'achreinim shekosu, some achreinim hold. Sha'amavi kedeir mimokim mokim. Somebody goes and moves a pot from place to place. Ve'achakach noisin olea kisrin. You put on it a cover. How is it begar the mamid mechitzas? As if you're making now new mechitzas, you're making new partitions. And now you're putting on the cover. So you're making partitions and putting on the cover on Shabbos. It is also to do that. But you have to have a cubic tefach empty between the food and the cover. And if you have done food, it'll be from the bottom, from the top. The bottom from the pot. To the cover. Some achronim hold that it is a problem. Oh, at the end, he says at the end of the paragraph, he says that that's a chaznish lohokil beikah isozer. The chaznish holds that there's no problem altogether because he holds it's not considered you are making now partitions because the partitions are already made before Shabbos. But the Mishnah Berurah brings down b'shem prima godim and chaya adam that it's considered yes, you are making the partitions on Shabbos if you move it from place to place and you put on the cover on the pot afterwards. Omnon, he has on another Tanai. Im yesh lekisui beis achiva, if the cover has a handle, v'nikashu kisui, it is recognizable, it is a cover. V'lo oil, it's not made from oil, yesh lohaka, says the Pshlema Zalman, that if this pot, its cover, has got a handle on it, then nobody's going to come along and tell you, you're doing our oil here. It is a normal cover from this pot. It is a normal cover, we're going to say it's considered the oil. So what comes out like this? According to the Chazon Ish, to go and take a pot from place to place and put on it a cover, no problem altogether. According to the Mishnah Berurah, which brings down Mishnah Prima Godin and Chaya Adam, to move a pot from place to place and put on it a cover is a problem if you have a tefach space in between it, in between the cover and the food. But Mishnah Mizamel adds on, if it is a cover which has got on it a handle, then we see it's a cover. It's not. It's a cover from a pot. A cover from a pot doesn't have any problems altogether. Se'if Chof Aleph, Hanocha Sefer Al Gabe Aremat Sforim. To put a Sefer on a pile of Sforim. Now, for the introduction is, there is a Gemara. The Gemara says like this. If you've got Chovis, you've got a barrel, which two barrels, one standing next to the other one with space in between. You're not allowed to put a third barrel on top of them. Why? Because you're making oil, you're making a space underneath the barrels, which is a little bit usable. We'll explain what that means, that you really didn't do it to be used underneath the space. That's not what you did it for. You wanted to go and store the barrels in this way. Really? You're not using the underneath. But you've got some interest in the underneath, from this air which is in between the two barrels, which is going to help us. What's going to help us? It helps us that the wind goes in between. You have air in between, and it's good that it helps the barrels not to go and come moldy. It gives air in between them. It's good for us. Says the Gemara, if so, you're not allowed to put the three barrels two and one on top of each other on Shabbos. Now, the same thing we want to know if you do it with Sfarim. If you do it with Sfarim, you've got the pile from Sfarim here, pile from Sfarim there, and you put a third Sefer on top of it, and you have space in between. Are you allowed to do that or not? He comes along and tells us you're allowed to do that. Let's see it inside. Hanois Narema Sfarim Mikan, the person puts a pile of Sfarim here on one side. Arema Sfarim Mikan and a pile of Sfarim on the other side. Amanos Nalech Agabarov Sefer. You want to put on these two piles a Sefer. How is that motor? That means you've got space in between these two piles, and you want to put the Sefer on top of it, so you've made a sort of a oil. It's not made for the underneath. You want to go and learn that way. It'll help you to go and learn, because you've made yourself a standard. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos. The aim is that it's an oil array. You've got no problem putting, making oil array. It's not compared to the case from the barrels. It's not like the barrels, because barrels, you want the air in between, like we explained. Because you want it to go, the air should go in between and helps it keeping it fresh. But with the Sfarim, you've got no reason that there should be any usage from the air in between the Sfarim. Therefore, it is allowed to be done on Shabbos, like we learned before, like we learned with a bed, that you have to be able to, you have to want to use underneath the bed for some usage. Here with the Sfarim, you've got no usage altogether. One has to know, he says in the footnote, that there could be a problem from doing that on Shabbos because of covered Sfarim. It's not so straightforward that one can put Sfarim one on top of each other in order to put another safe on top of it to be used. The Taz says you shouldn't do it unless the Sfarim are there already, and the Magen Avraham has got a different way, and if it's Latzach Limud, maybe the Magen Avraham says it's okay. Yeah, that's a different problem. A problem from covered Sfarim we're not discussing now. We're discussing the Halacha from Oyehu.